it's me. I'm here driving this car. It's very hot in the car because this car has been in a parking garage next to some kind of exhaust vent. I should turn on some kind of air conditioning. You guys like tunes? Institutional knowledge of Limp Bizkit. It was never good, so I never really dug in to the album cuts. You know, you'd hear like the singles here and there and go like, oh, they... Yeah, I guess it's a cover of Faith, huh? Sure, sure. Take my advice, you don't want to step in a big pile of shit. I'm pretty sure that's what he just said. You to make the first move and care about his generation before he will care about you or anything, I guess. That's my takeaway from this song. Oh yeah, cool. It's got this part. This is my favorite part of all Limp Bizkit songs. Fred Durst is, you know, figured some shit out, you know, whatever. He's got his second act, his movie directing stuff. Sounds like that stuff was all right. Or it sounds like he's done good work in that space. Like, good on him. I know Fred Durst was streaming on Twitch for a while. It just seems like he's just, yeah, he's just a dude. He's just doing his thing, living his life. Thank you. no slow shit. Want Limp Bizkit bangers. Unless it's that fucking, you know, their Mission Impossible theme. That's just quality. Song gonna have a part where the drums just hit and he goes, yeah, only Limp Bizkit could have had an album called that. You know? Like, I just don't think I don't think anyone else could have pulled it off. Fucked up. Yeah, man, that's heavy. Fucking kidding me. Does he want to have a relationship with Trent Reznor? I've never heard most of this. I'm fucking just taking the ride, man. Think that Fred Durst is a bad rapper or like a bad lyricist. I think like there are a couple of tracks where you're like, okay, yeah, I mean, there is a skill to this. It's not, you know, like he's put in the time. I think a lot of these songs are fucking stupid. And I think I probably felt they were more stupid then than I do now. Now I'm just like, ah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I listen to it now, and you know what I think? I think, yeah, you know, when I was rapping in like 95, 96, and we had a live band in 96, 97, around there, this is probably the type of dumb shit that we would have written if we were like, I guess, a little bit better or worse. I don't know. Like, I don't want to like put a fucking qualitative tag on it. I think if we had gone in a different, more aggressive direction, which at one point was something I very much would have wanted to do, like we could have ended up in this spot or in a similar place musically than this, I bet. So it's like I can't necessarily be like, ah, fucking Fred Durst, because I'm like, yeah, you know, it was a fucking dark time for a lot of people. Impossible film, which it did. I think it was just over the end credits, maybe, but. And then the lyrics. Like, it's like, ah, yes, here's where this is the theme for Mission Impossible. Oh, they've written some raps? Well, original song was instrumental, but I guess, you know, it's like artistic. Okay, no, I guess we'll let them do their thing. These lyrics are so fucking bad. This is like one of like the four Limp Bizkit songs I feel familiar with.
Do we always gotta cry, gotta cry? Do we always gotta live inside of life? Life's just a blast, just a
as it was then. Maybe truer now. That's sad. West Borland's other band. It was Duke Lion, wasn't it? Is that what it was called? I remember hearing some of that and not hating it. I mean, I guess when you think about the numerous, like, fucking questionable James Bond themes that have been done over the years, I see why, like, makers of the Mission Impossible franchise might go like, no, we want to do like that. Like, this song's iconic, but we, you know, we want, like, popular artists to do it for every one of these movies, right? That'd be cool, right? Like James fucking Bond, right? But I don't know if they did any after this, did they? Oh, you're putting on the hazards, and I need to go around you now. Oh, fucker. Patience for Fred Durst singing. It's just not. It's. It's not good. It's not good. Or, I mean, at best, it's like hilarious. So, in some of the harder songs where you're like, okay, it's got, you know, it's doing what it's doing, and then he breaks into this, like, it's perfect because you're like, ah, that's hilarious. Taking this song to another dumb level. You've come to take me under. And I've forgotten all about me. But what to do? Mm-hmm. really gonna fuck up my Spotify recommendations, isn't it? Maybe I should change to the playlist, so at least I can fuck it up in a way worse way. That's right, you can knock the fuck out. At some point, it all just sounds like wrestling music. John Korn on this? Is it John Korn and Fred Durst on the same track? Treasure. Another motherfucking danger zone. We'll be right back. want it to change, and it's gonna get fucking really ripping, and then it'll get back into this fucking other part that also is really ripping. Joel Ortiz album that just came out. It's pretty good. If you're looking for hip-hop albums, recent releases. I think there's still probably good hip-hop coming out. It's just not what's popular. I like West Side Gun, but some of his recent stuff has not been fantastic. But he just put something else out that hopefully is better than the thing that was before that. But yeah, popular hip hop is its own thing, I guess. I don't know. Like I do. And I blame you. Alright. It's just one of those days when you don't wanna wake up. Everything is fucked, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you wanna justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. I have not had a good night's sleep this week. Parts of this song speak to me, man. It speaks to me. Just one of those days. jump off a drum riser too. Like, this is the part of the song where you're up on the drum riser, stand next to the drummer. Like, leg is kind of like very together, and then crouched, and then you jump off the drum riser. A little more aggressive. You got a foot on the monitor. You're like up front now. Like, foot on the fucking monitor, leaning down. And since you don't really have anything to jump off of here, I mean, I guess you could like jump into the crowd, right? Because it's probably like a breakdown and a solo between like verse 2 and 3, right? You got some time before you need to be back up there. Otherwise, you kind of have to stand there and kind of headbang up front, because you're already up front. You can't, like, you know, you kind of take a couple steps back, so that, like, guitarist and bassist can kind of step up. Yeah, you got this quiet part here, but you're in the crowd. You're crowd surfing at this point, right? So you're trying to do this quiet part from the crowd. Because ideally, they like this song, and they're singing this part louder than you are anyway. Trying to work your way back to the stage at this point. Probably about halfway through this part, right? Ideally, you're getting back up like right about now. I don't know, I've never heard this song before, but I assume that that's how you would do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're experiencing is, in fact, an inner light. I would like you to kick back and think about everything you've just heard.
It's fucking heavy, man. Wow. Signature that is just the chef's fucking kiss, like, God, it sucks so much, but you're so dedicated to it and use it so often that it just so fucking lame. Like, what percentage of the total catalog do you think has one of those in it? 30%? 60%? Okay. fucking kidding me? I'd prefer Fred Durst, to be honest. Scapegoat for why hip-hop went the way it did. It's a generation of kids raised under the false belief that Lil Wayne can rap and that he is someone to be emulated. how a Fred Durst looks back on his music career these days. I imagine it's that sort of thing where you're like, well, you know, we sold a lot of records, had a lot of fun. A lot of ups and downs. It's a good time. That's my guess. Either that or he's like, no, it fucking rips. It still does. You're like, oh, gosh. Like a Limp Bizkit career handbook of like trying to have a popular, like, kind of maybe cheesy cover of a popular song of the 80s. Do you think that there was some A&R guy going, like, no, man, like, fucking Limp Bizkit, man. They did that Faith thing. And then they got to do whatever they fucking wanted to for like 5 years. 10 years, whatever, however fucking long it was. It just seems like maybe a case of like some business dude going like, Smooth Criminal, that's a good one. Yeah, it's gonna be just like Limp Bizkit. I know you're not like Limp Bizkit. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
people who do or at one time in their life have self-identified as a Limp Bizkit fan have attempted to follow his instructions to, move out, to back up, hands up, hands down, breathe in and breathe out, all of that stuff. How many people have attempted to turn that into, like, a command-driven dance step routine thing over the years? What percentage? Back up. Okay, breathe in. Breathe out. Hands up. Back up. Okay. Stacking up the familiar songs one after another here. They're like, oh, we need to get like 15 songs in before we're gonna play a song you might actually like. And this is it. This is the Limp Bizkit song I might actually like.
Shit's whack.
I could see, like, Vegeta killing a lot of people to this song.
Well, thank you for sticking with me through my voyage through an assortment of Limp Bizkit songs. Good night.